Time for that Big Boy Sports recap. Try to do it.
Big Boy.
How'd you do last night? How'd you golf?
We played seven holes, and then we got rain out.
So.
But it. We could have kept playing, but there was lightning.
I understand.
I only saw two things of lightning and never saw it again.
But what did you get for points?
11-7. They went by the seven holes you played, and then they just
split the last
two holes.
Yeah.
So we won 11-7 against the first place team.
Well, our team actually has gone 16 straight holes now tied. And wow. Last I looked, we had a one-point lead in our division.
Oh.
16.
You weren't there.
Nope. Apparently they can't win without me.
Oh.
But as Pete
sure
said,
you're the...
Pete said, we can't lose without you either. He's got a good point.
Well, you started with golf, so...
All right, U.S. Open.
The big news from the U.S. Open, three things. Phil Mickelson officially withdrew because he was not able to get here in time for his daughter because of his daughter's graduation. The second big news is the blimp crashed.
I didn't know that.
Yes. One guy on board...
Why hasn't that been in the news?
It crashed. There's pictures all over.
When did it happen?
I'm not sure. Earlier today.
I gotta go find that.
And the guy, not life-threatening injuries. I don't know. Must have had a parachute.
I would assume you.
Must have had a parachute. I mean, I don't think he just fell from the sky.
Well, I don't think that the whole thing just plummeted. It probably took a slow dive.
It was on fire.
Oh, really?
Looks like the Hindenburg.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other big news is Ricky Fowler shot a 765, and he is in the lead by two shots over three guys you probably never heard of, so I'm not even going to say their names, because no one else probably has either. Well, T. Fleetwood, B. Harmon, and B. Koepka, Brooks Koepka, I've heard of him. All right. But Ricky Fowler, 7-under.
Is that who you think is going to win?
No.
Think it's Ricky's time?
No.
He hasn't won yet, right? Oh, no, he didn't win
one. It's only one round.
But he hasn't won a major yet, right? Did he win a major yet?
My pick this week was Zach Johnson. And he finished the day at 1-under, so he's only 6 off the lead. There are so many guys golfing in this. I think they said 160. Because there's 138 scorers already in. Yeah, that's about 160 golfers in this. Steve Stricker about to tee off, the hometown boy. There's the U.S. Open.
Hmm. I got nothing else on the U.S. Open to add. Do you you want to go to baseball, or what do you want to do?
Let's go to your big Lions.
Let's go to Lions news. Apparently, while I was prepping for this, something broke with the Lions. I didn't even get to see it.
It happened at 12:30 this afternoon.
Well, that's when I start doing all my recording.
Oh, okay.
So.
They traded for Rams' former second overall pick, offensive tackle Greg Robinson.
They got Greg Robinson?
Yeah, and like they only gave up a 6th-round draft pick next year. He's 24. He's played in 44 career games, starting 40 of them.
Mm.
He's left tackle. That's the most important guy on the offensive line there, Adam.
Kind of, yeah.
So,
if blindside.
He's got some potential.
Blindside.
Yeah, they also signed some other guy. But you can read his name.
No, you read it. I don't even know what his name is. Come on, give it to me. Show it to me, first of all. Show it to me.
Cyrus Quinundo or something? I don't know what that says.
I can't read it. You're holding it to your hand's shaking. Are you that nervous?
Right there.
Quandijo?
Sure. Sure. Yeah, him.
Never heard of him.
No.
Never heard of him.
Well, I'll take it.
He's another guy. Another guy that's gonna. They're gonna battle for that left tackle position. That guy too.
If this is a big if. Lions fans, we've been Lions fans. If you've been a Lion fan like I have for a long time, take this with a grain of salt. But if they are putting together the offensive line that I think they are, this could be a very, very big year for the offense at least. Not so sure about the defense still, but I do believe if you protect Matthew Stafford, he could have the biggest year of his career. So let's just all take a deep breath, grab your rosary or whatever it is that you like to pray with, and hope that comes true.
Well, you have been praying since 1957.
This is not your time. I will not be holding my breath, though. Okay, Packer boy, what you got next? You want to take a break
yes,
and then come back and talk baseball?
Yes.
Big Boy Sports Recap, second half coming up. Baseball talk next on The Outdoor Show.
Father's Day is a time for family at the Marquette Big Boy Restaurant. The Father's Day buffet runs from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Adults are $14.99, kids 10 and under are $7.99, and kids 5 and under are free with an adult buffet purchase. The Father's Day buffet features ham, baked chicken, mashed potatoes, scrambled eggs, French toast, waffles, and many other brunch favorites. You can call for reservations at 226-1062. Bring your appetite to the Marquette Big Boy for their Father's Day buffet.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap, right by
the Marquette Golf Club.
Presented by, I should say, the Marquette Golf Club. Are you golfing in the Beacon House?
Yes.
That's right. You're not going to be here Thursday. Neither will I.
Yeah, so that works out good for both of us. But you're not golfing this year, and you have, like, the last 3-4 years.
I know, but I got to tell you, I got to go fishing. I'm dying with this high water right now. You know I love dry fly fishing.
Mm-hmm.
I know you just like, it's like you talking about the NBA, I talk fly fishing, you take a nap. This has
Most
been a really
do.
Rough year with the high water, and I'm going to go fish on the Asabel. It's the Hex Hatch. I'm gone. Sorry. Taking vacation.
No idea what I love, that meant.
I know you don't. It's like I might as well be speaking Chinese to you. But I will not be at the Beacon House golf outing, the celebrity golf outing this year. Last year, we had a receiver back in the day from the 80s that played for the Rams. I can't remember his name.
Nice.
Green? Does that sound right?
No. Yeah, sure. All right, let's start with the Brewers, of course, since they won.
And
Thames hit his 17th home run.
You were just saying how he's kind of fallen off a little bit, and all of a sudden, boom!
And he also had a double, and I haven't seen if he got drug tested right after the game or not, but he probably did.
Is Eric Sogard playing for Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Really?
He was two for four last night.
Same Sogard. Glasses? Played for Oakland?
Yeah, I think so.
Second or shortstop? One of the two?
Second base.
That's him.
Yeah. And Thames is 2 for 5 last night with 3 RBIs, by
so
the way.
So they do have a couple veterans on that team. Then.
Not many, though. A lot of young guys, and I like it.
How did Corey Niebel do?
He
the next victim for the Tigers to.
You got the save. He got the save. He pitched 1 1/3 innings. He only gave up one hit, had one strikeout. His ERA is 1.07, and that was his 10th save.
I'm telling you, he is the next closer that the Tigers will ruin.
But the Brewers were up 6-0 in the second inning, and then in the bottom of the second, they gave 4 back. And then there was this huge long rain delay. I went to bed. I found out this morning they won. They were up 7-4, and then they gave up a 2-run shot in the 8th. And then your buddy, the closer, Niebel, came in and shut them down. They win 7-6.
He also pitched in the 8th. He actually got 2 outs in the 8th,
yeah,
from what I remember.
One and a third. So he got 1 out in the 8th. But the other big news, 2 things. The Cubs lost, okay? So the Brewers have a 2-game lead. And now their magic number is 96.
They have to win 96 games to guarantee?
No, combined 96 wins by the Brewers or 96 losses by the Cubs. And
oh,
they win the division.
Okay, that's
magic dumbest, numbers at 96.
The dumbest thing I ever heard.
The dumbest thing you've ever heard.
No, okay. Not ever.
Okay.
Garza, did he pitch decent, though?
Lions and Super Bowl in the same sentence is dumber than
didn't
that.
Didn't Garza actually get hurt?
I don't think so.
Really have to go there? You just lashing
Garza
out.
Got the win. I don't think he got hurt. I didn't see that. I didn't.
Hang on. See,
I don't know.
He ran into teammate Jesus Aguilar on June 3rd.
Yeah, I don't think he didn't get hurt in this game.
Oh, he missed a start. This was his first start since then. Okay.
But he didn't pitch that well. He 5 innings, 4 runs, 5 hits. He did have 4 strikeouts. And that was big, though. Okay, so I said I wanted 4 wins on this road trip. They're 3-3 right now on a road trip. But they're 2-1 against the Cardinals in St. Louis, and they can't beat St. Louis usually.
That's their nemesis typically.
Yeah, so they're going to at least split with them or win 3-1. And they got Zach Davies on the mound tonight, 7-3 versus Michael Wacha, who's 3-3. So we'll see.
Wacha.
I know you're dying to get to the Tigers.
Dying. That's kind of what happened with the hitting last night for the Tigers.
I feel like they're doing that all year. When the other team barely scores, they barely score a little bit less.
So Taijuan Walker, who's been on the DL for Arizona, he came off the DL and pitched 5 really good innings for them. They won their 4th straight game, the Diamondbacks did, including the last series versus the Brewers. 2-1 win for the Diamondbacks over my Tigers last night. Arizona scored two runs in the first inning.
Yeah.
And Zimmerman still looked good, except for that inning.
Great.
He really did.
He went eight innings. He only gave up six hits, but he gave up those two runs in the beginning and couldn't overcome it. Six strikeouts, no walks. Pretty good. He had a pretty good outing.
Two runs, six hits, eight innings. Yeah, I mean, I can't argue with that.
The hitting. Where's the hitting? Cabrera actually went 2-for-4.
He looked
didn't have
great last
RBIs.
Night. He looked like the old Miguel Cabrera, and I hope this is the start of something for him. Because if he gets rolling, look out. And Avila, how is this guy doing it?
Mm-hmm.
He sucked for so many years. After the even the last year with the Tigers, he sucked. And then he went to the Sox, and he sucked. And now he's back, and he's looking good.
But there was good news, Adam. The Twins lost again.
Yeah,
so there's still only four back. And Cleveland is two back. And Cleveland actually is playing right now, and they're up 12-5 in the ninth against the Dodgers. That's all I got to say about that.
That's all I got to say about that. We'll see how they do tonight. Anyway.
I got nothing else.
I got nothing else, too.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
Are you golfing today, or just, you know, bumming around?
My daughter golfed this morning in the junior market, junior golf thing. Out of eight girls.
How did Leah do?
She won. Out of eight, yeah.
Freshman, doing good.
Yep.
Big Boy Sports Recap, right, bye.
Big Boy.
Catch you tomorrow. It's the Outdoor Show.
Grab your friends and family and come watch the Rodeo Royalty welcome the cowboys and cowgirls to the Great Lakes Rodeo. Be part of the action at the Marquette County Fairgrounds Father's Day weekend, June 17th and 18th. A weekend packed with vendors, pony pulls, team penning, barn dance, and of course, two rodeo performances. Bring Dad to the rodeo on Sunday and he gets in for free. Tickets can be purchased in advance from Greater Ishpeming Nagani Chamber, Thompson Vet Clinic, or any of the Rodeo Royalty. Visit our website, GreatLakesRodeo.com, for a complete list of details. This year's rodeo is brought to you by this radio station, UP Equestrian Center, Coors, NMU, Fox Nagani, Army National Guard, North Country Disposal, Peninsula Pharmacy, and Peninsula Pharmacy Plus, Sandville Trucking, Brisket Farm, Cowboy Up Farms, Adventure Center, Escanaba Freemasons, Northland Lawn Sports and Equipment, and Paisano Paving. Great Lakes Rodeo, Father's Day weekend, Marquette County Fairgrounds.